The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Family meeting.
Okay.
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Okay. When was the last time we did a family meeting? Like, we've only, to my recollection, we've only done a couple of family meetings, and neither have been good. Like, we did a family meeting when I finally announced, you guys knew.
But when I announced
I was getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Because the process was long and painful, and it was horrifying, but
I don't think we've done one since we've moved back into the studio.
Yeah, the other one I remember is when Steve left.
Correct. Those are the two family meetings we've had in the past couple of years. Like, we have to have, like, just one of those.
Yeah, both of those were very emotional. What are you gonna about to do?
This one's similar. It's, and I don't want to get too far into it, but I also want to respond to people who have noticed a change in me. Mm-hmm. You guys know what this family meeting is already.
Okay.
But it's for everybody else. I don't know how much I want to say, and maybe Aaron, you can help guide me on this because you've been through this recently. I am not myself lately on this show. Mm-hmm. I'm very angry. I'm not really angry. We have a ton of fun in here, and I'm more often than not, I'm just playing the devil's advocate and kind of taking an absurd role on certain
things. And we, all three of us, already have like dark humor, and so it kind of gets just like...
Yeah, we can swirl down into the depths of Hades real fast.
Real quick.
So I have been lying to everyone for a while, all the listeners, because it wasn't my place. I've alluded to it, but the news that I'm going to sort of share right now is now more public knowledge. I guess I'll say who. My father is extremely ill. And having not been through this, I mean, Aaron, you are my canary in a coal mine.
I've never heard that phrase, but okay.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh, wow. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, they send a canary down, right?
Coal miners to the would coal have a canary in a cage that they would take down with them.
Why?
Because they have really small lungs and whatever. And like, if the canary died, they're like, yeah, there's something toxic down here. We need to go.
What?
Yeah.
I've literally never heard this before. Was, I'm so sorry to tangent.
They didn't have testing equipment, so they bring like... So you're the one who's like, you've done this path, you know.
Gotcha.
So since you're not dead, I like, you're a cute
follow
bird.
Follow my lead.
Yeah. Yes, follow Aaron in. So my father is super, super unwell and didn't want anyone to know. So I didn't tell anyone. So instead, I'm running to Longmont and coming back here and then doing a show and like... I'm just kind of a cranky bastard anyway. And so it's been really tough. And at the same time, as long as we're having a whole family meeting, Steve has left the show in the middle of... I'm not relating the two, but it happened while I was going through this, while Aaron's sister was going through...
It was a lot at one time.
It was a lot. Yeah. And in the meantime, we're trying to find another person to sit in on the show. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm doing a very good job contributing to that process, because two things. All I can think about is that person's not Steve. We look, we get it, texters. You love Steve. We love Steve.
Right. Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, we didn't. And like, and I'm also like, so somebody comes in and auditions, and we've done some auditions and we haven't let you hear them because I don't know what the legalities are, but like, I don't feel like I'm doing a good job of helping find the next person, because I'm also trying to spend as much time with my dad as I humanly can.
And still get ready for the show and then to come in and be funny.
Yeah. Try to be. I mean, I will say the reason this is happening is, one, it leaked out to my father's family, so everyone knows at this point. I'm not on the air saying something that they don't know. I would feel so terrible if people were hearing this for the first time.
Right.
And he didn't want it out. He actually agreed that the information could be out. And I don't want to capitalize on this in any way. I'm just saying, if you notice a change in me, I'm asking for grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's similar to Aaron's situation, because she wasn't ready to talk about it or didn't want to talk about it right away. And same with you. And it's like, we get some nasty texts here and there or whatever. And it's just like, you just... I said it. I feel like I said it back then, but you just never know what somebody's going through. And
you totally did. I remember that.
And there's just a reason, like,
yeah, when you're a little keyboard warrior and you're writing a snarky text going, "You guys suck" or whatever, take a moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take a moment. And I'm not telling you everything that's going on, and Aaron's crying already. And it's one of those, like, just stop for a minute and go, would you want somebody up your butt telling you you suck at your job when you were going through stuff? Even if you weren't going through stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just,
like barely holding it together.
100%.
And you get to the one place that you know you're going to laugh. You know you're going to have fun.
Yep.
And you just see one really bad text. Yeah.
Yeah, and it shouldn't hit you that hard because they don't know you and they don't know what's going on.
Well, and that's part of I would think that's part of the difficulty of, like, you can't even respond and say, actually, my father is really not well and it's weighing on me. And
yeah.
I've not been right for a long time.
Correct.
So
I guess that's what this family meeting is about. As an overarching thing, we've gone through personally a show more than you can possibly fathom. And I don't want this to be about that because I do still find, like, Aaron came into work the day after.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I do still find this to be a place where it is fun, and I'm not going to come in and give updates. I'm not going to do, like, I just wanted it to be out there one time, and you guys can hear it and choose to act accordingly or don't. Choose to continue to be a jerk and text or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I want the people who I know love us to know if it feels like we're off some days, it's because we are also human.
Yeah.
Yeah, and dealing with a lot. Both of you.
And really all of us, because we're also dealing with the loss of Steve. Steve is not dead. But it feels like this has been... God. This year has sucked.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. It feels like we're on kind of a little raft boat or something, and we're just paddling, and we're trying, and just storms just keep coming, and we're trying.
I guess the point that I want to make is a couplefold. This family meeting is about this. Steve is gone. You can write your angry text and say, bring Steve back. Steve doesn't want to come back. I don't know what to tell you. He doesn't want to come back. So it's like, hey, bring back Mojo. Mojo, my dog, is passed. I want him back too. But he's.
I even got that when we posted the picture when I cut my hair and people were like, bring the hair back. And it's like,
do you know how this works?
That's not how it works.
There's nothing I can do about it. Mm-hmm. So we are still trying to replace Steve. Not replace Steve.
Fill
the position. Because you know what? We know there's no replacing Steve.
For sure.
Right.
And when I get my head in a better spot, we'll be probably closer to doing that. In the meantime, just love each other and be flipping nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please. You can text us nice things.
Direct your hate at me. Like, yes. Give me.
TAC wants all the angry texts to 51059.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 1059.